यानी पूरी, कचौरी, लड्डू, मालभोग, खीर, ए पाउंड ऑफ खीर वॉज देयर. सो वैराइटीज ऑफ थिंग्स एंड ही गेव इट टू ठाकुर जी फॉर वन मंथ रेगुलरली. एंड विलेजेस, पर्सन्स ऑफ सो मेनी विलेजेस केम देयर एंड द वेरी रिच पर्सन्स ऑफ मथुरा दे बिगन टू टेक राइस, दाल, चीनी, शुगर, घी एंड एवरी थिंग फ्रॉम मथुरा मार्केट इन हिज क्वांटिटी. सो दे कैन अन्नकूट उत्सव इन ह्यूज क्वांटिटी फॉर ए मंथ. देन ठाकुर जी टोल्ड हिम इन ड्रीम दैट नाउ आई एम होल बट माई बॉडी इज बर्निंग. जा रहा है, पैसा ले जाएगा कुछ
नौकरी
मलयालम चंदन फ्रॉम पुरी की चंदन टू बी इवेंट एलो इन साक्षी गोपाल इवेंट. You know the story of Sakshi Gopal? Sakshi Gopal? He kept a piece of
seed.
Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi Gopal, you know? In Chaitanya Bhagavat? No? Sakshi Gopal. Chitchura Gopinath? You know? Don't know. You know?
Yes,
I think. So he went to Gopinath, Kshitchura Gopinath, and he wanted to know how this kheer is prepared. In the midnight, Thakur called him, where is Madhavendra Puri? Thakur told his pujari that anyone devotee has come and he is in market sleeping, so called him. I have stolen away one cup of kheer in my cloth. So when he awoke and saw this dream, he came out and opened the door and he saw that he has cleared everything, but one cup was there. Oh, Thakur has stolen one for that devotee. So he went to market and began to cry, where is Madhavendra Puri? He told that, I am Madhavendra Puri. Oh, Thakur has stolen one key pot for you. So take this. You get? Madan Suru became so much pleased and he thought that if I will be in morning here, everyone will come to see me because I am devotee and Thakur has given him. So he fled away in the night. He went to Puri and from Puri he collected Chandan. And he again returned to this place. When he was here, that Gopal Sinaji went to him that you should not do so labor and difficulty for bringing here. You should grind chandan there and give it to Gopinath. And I will be satisfied. So he calls so many Brahmins, gets him some rupees and told to grind them. And they began to grind and daily used to give chandan to Gopinath. After some days, Gopinath was satisfied and told that I am satisfied. Then he also given that I am satisfied, come along. So Madhavendra Puri came. When he was in Govardhan, he used to rest to be in his kuti at Jatipura. Jatipura means where Jati Mane Sannyasi lived. And after that, someone began to make their houses near there. And after some days, it became like a village. So after Madhavendra Puri, Jati, that village was called as Jatipura. Being there, he used to worship Srinathji, Gopal.
Yes, yes. And in the 12th forest of Raj, in the 12th forest of Raj, is there any Madhurya Leela at Bahulavan? I have noted the story of Bahula, the cow. Are there any other references to that place?
That forest is so beautiful. Bahula is cow also, Sakhi also. So there is not a single forest where Krishna has not done Madhur Leela. Everywhere he has done. So beautiful place. So on the bank of that pond, it must have done so many kinds of pasta.
And Khadirvan?
Khadirvan, the Krishna has done pastime. There was a Vatsatu, you know? Vatsatu. When Krishna began to graze calf, one day a demon came to kill Krishna in the shape of cop. Other cops were so much fearful to see that cop. He was another type. He was very curious. There was some bad fragrant, smell. Because he was demon and so furious, eyes red. So Krishna saw that all cops become very careful and that they want to become separate from that. So Krishna knew, he thought towards Baldev, and Baldev thought towards Krishna. They talked through their eyes. Krishna seeing Baldev, you are seeing, this is not a cow, this is totally a demon. Baldev told by his eyes that you should be careful. I will see that demon. But Krishna told that, no, I will see. So Krishna, loving their own cause, doing like this, but cause has lori, neck.
Stroking.
One by one, he came to that demon, so that he could not know that I have known. When he came to that calf, he became very furious, and at once he bit Krishna with his last legs. description too. And
he swung him around.
Around.
And he threw him
on the tree. And he became senseless and dead. When Krishna was running after that calf to catch hold of that calf to kill, he began so loud, very fast. So, khadera means, khadera word means Krishna is persuading that demon. Is flying away, running away, and Krishna is running after that. That is called khadeda. Krishna is letting run.
He is chasing
that demon, and he is flying.
Running away.
This motion is called khadeda. So, when this past time was done, that was called Khadirvan. Or, there is also, we take Pan, you know, Pan, Tambur, Tambur, Parel, but if we take anything, a leaf, with anything to parade our mouth.
Yes.
What is that?
The name?
Eh?
I don't know. But I know what you are saying. I know it.
In Vrindavan,
they take a shoe and they spit.
In Vrindavan, in every temple it is given. It has to be. Tambur. In Tambur, there is a white thing, you know? Chuna. White thing.
Also chew?
Also is given in the leaf. And one thing is called khair. That something ready. Here three things become soror and sore. Khair, then that becomes tree, and from tree khair comes out. So there were so many khair trees in that place where Krishna used to graze cows. So it became khairavan. Khairavan and afterward khadirvan. Khadir means khair, or khadera means khadera. So this here, Loknath Das Goswami, one of the companions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, used to do bhajan very separately in that village. There is also a temple there where Loknath Goswami has worshipped his deity below the head. And he used to live very, very vairagya.
No more questions?
No time so far.
Okay. Do you have one little message for Jagatreen that you'd like to say on tape? Can you say something?
Once Nand Maharaj from Khelanban, that is in Shergarh. Shergarh, you know. Khelanban. Krishna at that time was a 4 or 5 years. Nanda Maharaj, taking Krishna in his lap, he wanted to go in his cow herd where old persons were with cows. At that time, Bhandirban was very, very green and very dark.
It was the time of very morning. Itself, that forest was very dark. No sun rays were entering in that forest. And besides, clouds were there. So it became more and
more
deep there. Nand Maharaj then reached there and left Krishna. He said that now it is a raining day. It may be rain. And some drops of rain were falling. And it became so dark and dark. There became very cloudy air.
Rain.
At that time, he could not understand what to do, where to take rest, shelter. At the meantime, he saw that a very young, very, very little lady, very beautiful, came there. He saw that, this is the daughter of Vrishabha Maharaj. He told that lady, that girl, "Are you are the daughter of Vrishabha Maharaj? Why you have come here?" But he could not tell anything. He only done like this. And Krishna himself came in the arms of Radhika. Nand Baba could not do anything.
He went like this.
Krishna went in her lap, Setu, and entered in deep jungle. And she became Kishori at the age of 14, and Krishna became 16. And very beautiful Vedika was there. Vedika means
yes.
Like a colour round. Round tree. She came there and they became both Kishore. Kishore is 13 and a half. And Krishna is 16. Very beautiful. At once, Sarsa, Kartitra and all other Sakhi came there. And Brahma from Pushkar doing tapasya, yajna, he was returning. And from the sky he saw that Krishna is here. And Kumti and Kani. So by the wishes, the wishes of Krishna pulled down Brahma, and Brahma came and he did namaskar to Krishna and parikrama of Krishna and Radhika. And he told that, "I want to do your marriage here." So he used to utter Vedas mantra of marriage. And the one of Radhika and Krishna.
Yeah, ties together their kopra.
And told Krishna to take the hands of Radhika in his hands. And he took, he burned fire, and he did the marriage sister. But Krishna does. And after doing marriage, again he parikrama and went to Brahma. And again all Sakhis vanished. Radhika became very small, and Krishna became like a boy. And she took him in her hand. And again, she went to Nanda Maharaj, standing to see Krishna consciousness. And again, yes, and then Nanda Baba became very pleased while thinking that what has done. Now he is and taking the about this occurrence was there at
Mandiravana.
Once there sitting, when Krishna was doing rash there, one day Srimati Radhika told that I have heard that yesterday or some past time, Sridham has defeated you in wrestling. Is it correct? Krishna told that, no, I have defeated Sridham. Then all other gopis began to laugh and they supported Srimati Radhika that Sridham has defeated. Sridham is younger than Srimati Radhika.
Younger brother.
Radhika Lalita told that if you have defeated Sridham, then you can also defeat Srimati Radhika. Today we will see that you should both wrestle and see that who defeats and who wins. Radhika became in form of wrestler, Pahman, and he did
cloth
to his like a wrestler. And Krishna also. But today, Srimati Radhika defeated Krishna. So gopis clap. This leela has been done there. So if these leelas are of only 3 or 4 days, so Krishna has done leela there here so many days.
Teer Kadamba. Tear means to call. Here Krishna used to climb on the top of the tree that was very, very high, and he used to call Dhavali, Shyamli, Kalindi,
Tishangi,
Gange, Dhavale. So many skulls. They were in number 16 lakhs only of Nanda Baba. Vrishabhanu Maharaj has
9 lakh
more. 9 lakh.
No,
9 lakhs.
Of Nanda Baba.
And 11 lakhs of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Sridham. And all goats has lakhs of cows. In the midday, Krishna used to cowherd all the cows when he was at Nandagram in this area. Full of high cows. This time, at 3, he used to call up all the cows in his numbering by his Malika.
One garland is called Manimala.
Manimala. He used to count them. If he knew that only one cow is not coming, then he will think, what is that cow? And at once again climb and used to call that very cow
by flute.
When she joins, then he called the gauls to come to Nandagaon. And that is Nandabad Rishi.
Yes.
Here he used to take milk from cows. Radhika used to come from Javadha. Oh, this is Javadha.
Yes. Nearby.
Nearby.
Yes.
Buildings are
in the square.
Just there.
Yes.
How many buildings there?
Yes. Yeah.
From there, he used to come by this. This way was from. Some gopis advise Srimati Radhika, we should not go by this path, because if Krishna is here, he will disturb anything. Radhika told and Lalita told, I will see what he does. I will go only by this path. Here, by coming, so many pastimes. Once he was coming, his friends, her friends, Krishna was milking. When she came nearby, Krishna did like this,
squish her,
so that all mouth was full of milk, full of milk, and all began to laugh. In the night here, sometimes very near there, Jav, he used to call gopis from the tree by his float. So this tree is called Tirkadamba. Here Rupa Goswami used to live so many years, so that the pastimes may come in his heart, and pastimes may give his darshan. And he got so many darshan here. I have written something perhaps in this book, that once Rupa Sanatan was remembering the pastimes of Krishna, and Sanatan Goswami was saying what Rupa Goswami has composed, what he has written, poems. When Rupa Goswami remembered the pastimes of Krishna, of separation, and he wrote in poems, and when he uttered these poems with very dhira,
very separation, very great then, separation,
then the lips of Kadamba tree become dry and
fall down.
And when he wrote the poems regarding Milan.
Return to
meeting.
Milan.
Meeting.
Meeting. Then that's why the lips of new lips of the Kadam came out
at once,
and they became broader and broader. Once they were talking about Krishna pastime, then it became so late, and the time of taking Mahaprasad was about to over. One lady, about 12, she came and told Rupa Goswami, who was thinking that today I have not offered anything to my Gurudev and elder brother Srila Sanatan Goswami. So he was thinking that I have nothing to give. And in the meantime, that girl of 12 came, ordinarily, but so beautiful, but no ornament, no good dresses, but yet she was very beautiful. So he asked Rupa Goswami, "Oh Baba, you are talking and talking. You should take anything. My mother has told me to go to you and keep some milk and rice and some
sugar.
Sugar. so that they may prepare kheer.
Kheer, right.
And they should offer to deity and then take. But they don't care who she was. Again she told, but they were not giving importance to that girl. Then she told that, oh, I am preparing it.
You are very
so,
busy.
You are busy. So went in the forest and gathered some cow dung. Cow dung, you know?
Yeah.
Cow dung. And at once she prepared in a
moment.
So, matika varsan.
Earth
and pot. Anyway. And in a moment she told Oh Goswami, it is ready. Whenever you want, you can offer your deities and you may take it. My mother will angry, so I am going.
If I do so late, my mother